chest. Let's see what chest is. Okay, yeah, this is a game. This is looks like it's probably shot off of a 340. Not entirely positive, but it looks probably is. Pretty sure it is, although it's a slight chance it might be Baisley's program. I think it is ran on this PDP-7 and had a similar display. I think this one's probably mine.
Wow.
Okay, then we reset the board. Here we are, going to the end of the game. And looking at the game here. I don't know what game that is. It might be an interesting game. I don't know. Okay, now there. There's me, I guess. Oh, I know who this is. This is Chuck Sykes. Chuck somebody. Yeah, I forgot what his last name is. Okay, so that's Chuck something. He was just a lab member for a while, not too terribly prominent. Okay, but he's also a member of the Model Railroad Club. Okay, now who is this? Is that my goals or something? I'm not entirely positive who that is. Anyway, he's sitting in a chair and looking. Okay. Oh, no, there's Jack Holloway. Oh, no, there's a good one. Okay, we've got three people here, and the center one is Jack Holloway. So just after he gets tired, only a few frames where we have a fairly decent picture of Jack Holloway. The other two people in their frame, it's not clear who they are.
And who's Jack Holloway?
Jack, and that's Bill Gosper there going into the next cut. Jack Holloway was a gifted programmer and hardware person. And he was in the same class as Stu Nelson 1 year behind me. And so he was a primary person in a lot of these things. And then he also had a long history after this and various things. He helped engineer the chess machine and the Kantz and Katter machines, and he made the original Ethernet transceiver. We had a form of Ethernet. It was called ChaosNet. Excuse me, ChaosNet transceiver. The Ethernet was developed at Xerox PARC, but we saw, we knew it was good, but we couldn't buy it. It was before it was available as a product, so we developed one ourselves called ChaosNet, and it had a 10 megahertz data rate, whereas the original Ethernet at Xerox PARC was only 3 megahertz, I think, or something like that, so considerably slower. And it had an elaborate electronic design. We had a cable underneath the street, so basically we had a link to building 38 from Tech Square, and it worked with via ChaosNet. And we had, at the peak, we had I would guess somewhere around between 50 and 100, maybe 60 or 70. I don't know. Quite a few ChaosNet nodes.
Wow.
It was interfaced, was a quad high unibus board. We had these boards and all the catters. Well, that's right, that was 35 just right there for the catters. And then we had them in the deck 20s, all the time sharing systems had it. And and then a few other machines around campus, the architecture machine people, which is the predecessor of the Media Lab, they had a chaos connect and so on. So it was kind of predecessor before Ethernet was available. Okay. Now, here we go with the...